Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
How long will it take Nashville's airport to recover from the coronavirus pandemic?
Could Metro Public Schools actually be hurting themselves with their current virtual learning situation?
And did you know that Legos grow out of the side of buildings in 12 South?
We'll tell you more about that and more on Nashville Daily. Yes, that is true. Legos on the side of the buildings, and 12 South will, you know, give you the skivvy on that.
There's also a little gummy bear.
Gummy
bear and a little rain cloud.
Well, that's cool. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show today, which will be really fun. If you want to learn how to get insta-famous on 12 South, if you want to learn about Legos on the side of buildings in 12 South, that'll be all there for you. But, you know, one of the things that is not talked about as much, because so much happened in Nashville for 2020, one of the things that we don't hear about too much right now is the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on BNA, Nashville's airport, because, I mean, they still have a lot of things going for them. They still have BNA Vision. They're doing a lot of construction and updates. We talked about their loss a few days ago as far as the numbers of passengers that they've lost, but
which was nearly 50% from 2019.
It was crazy. But one of the things that this new article from the Tennessean is bringing to us is a dollar amount to place with this loss, and it's no small dollar amount, that's for sure.
Yeah, so according to the Tennessean, operations and tax revenue tanked by more than $78 million in 2020 as travelers stayed home to avoid contracting the COVID-19 virus. That represents a nearly 40% cut in operating revenue and 73% decline in passengers fee compared to 2019.
I can't imagine as an organization losing $78 million that you were prepared to put in your operating budget for 2020 and just did not come in. But they are hoping that, you know, after everybody has the opportunity to get vaccinated, travel will increase and they will be able to operate at a more normal level. So just these crazy numbers coming out of there. But they're not the only ones who are experiencing the threat of budget losses and budget cuts.
Now, according to the Fox 17 News, Tennessee lawmakers threaten to pull funding if schools don't reopen in-person learning. And this is, I love when Tennessee lawmakers are back in work because they're making some good laws.
Well, I think this is a really interesting situation. So according to Fox 17, Tennessee lawmakers are pushing a bill right now that threatens to pull state funding from school districts if they don't have in-person learning for at least 70 days. And the very interesting thing about this is it would only impact Metro Nashville Public Schools and Shelby County Schools, which means essentially those schools are the only ones who are not bringing students in-person learning. Shelby County is the largest district in the state. They've been virtual all year, while Metro Schools, the second largest district in the state, has mostly been virtual.
So the lawmaker, William Lamberth, out of, is it Portland or Portland County? I'm not sure if it's the city or the county. Which district covers Sumner County, so Portland. It's a little bit north of Nashville. He is the one that introduced HB 7021. And this says, as introduced, requires LEAs serving any of the grades K through 8 to provide in-person instruction for students for a minimum of 70 days in the 2020 to 2021 school year by June 30th, 2021, and the full 180 days in the 2021 to 2022 school year.
And pretty much if they don't comply with that, they could lose up to $11 million for the district. And the director of Metro Nashville Public Schools, Dr. Adrian Battle, said this could mean mass layoffs. She's pretty much saying that, you know, it doesn't create a safe environment for people if they go back into public schools. They've made the metro schools have made the decision to remain virtual after Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because obviously if you're only really targeting two schools with laws with you know, coming from the legislator down, that means that they said no to any kind of ask to bring the students in initially. You know, there had to be conversations before of, hey, are you guys planning on going back? And probably the answer was no.
Yeah, so the laws coming out of the state of Tennessee right now are really interesting. There's going to be some that we're going to be talking about here soon.
All right, well, while we are waiting on those laws, let's head over to Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
The weather is decent. The sun is out a little bit. There's a little bit of cloudiness this weekend. And so it's a great weekend to go explore some small towns throughout Middle Tennessee.
I think it is. Nashville has a lot of cool stuff, but so does Tennessee as a whole. So if you want to take a good daycation, you don't have to worry about Nashville traffic, and you don't have to worry about fighting all the restaurant reservations and everything in Nashville, it may be a good day to plan out and find a small town outside of Nashville to go and visit. We have plenty. Franklin is going to be your largest small town in the area, and it's actually going to be pretty busy down there, but there are other small towns. Yeah, on yesterday's episode, I talked about Leaper's Fork could be a good option. Kingston Springs is a really nice small town, one that where you could pretty much you park your car in the downtown square and you just walk around and see what's there in the town.
Another town that you can do that is McMinnville, which is like an hour and a half away from Nashville. Very cute, small downtown area. They have a great barbecue restaurant. They're close to some amazing attractions like Rock Island State Park, Burgess Falls. There are stones, a very large stone or very small stones throw away from Fall Creek Falls, but they have a lot of parks near there. And they have a lot of great food.
Also, Spring Hill's really becoming a town where you'll want to check out. It's getting to be thriving. A lot of people headed down to that area.
If you're heading there, check out that Viking Pizza Co.
Oh, yeah.
That place looks incredible.
Nolansville could even be good to check out. Lots of good restaurants down in Nolansville. Laverne's almost getting too big. Murfreesboro getting too big to be considered a small town in this area. But, you know, there are plenty of places to go and visit. I guarantee you'll be able to find maybe a new favorite restaurant or a really cool shopping, little small town shopping area that you might enjoy. And you get to get out in the fresh air a little bit. So find a small town near Nashville and, you know, explore the area. Get to know Tennessee. Let us know where your favorite area is, or if you're planning to go somewhere. Text us 615-392-1358. If you just need recommendations, text us, let us know. We'll be sure to help you out as much as we can. All right, that is Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
You know, Stuart, I think one of the things that's been very interesting, you and I tend to follow the news fairly closely. I think the coverage of the Nashville bombing has
dropped off the face of the earth.
Well, yeah, you couldn't have said it better. And Stuart and I think we find it very important to continue the stories going of what is happening. I mean, when the tornado hit, it was nonstop for
a week, and then COVID.
Oh, well, I think a lot more than that. I think the tornado, well, it obviously had a lot more impact across the state of Tennessee. A lot of lives were lost and everything. So, I mean, just a lot of different situations. But, you know, I think the story of the bombing and the story of the businesses, the people are important to know. And so we're continuing that coverage. We have on our national story episode on Saturday, tomorrow with, we interview Jeff Lee. He's the owner of the $10 boutique and also a store called Ensemble on Second Avenue. going to hear his perspective of how everything happened and how it affected his businesses. But that's actually out today for Patreon members. So if you want to listen to that today, you don't have to wait until tomorrow. You can learn more over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com on how to listen to that today. You know what? We'll just give you a little preview. Here's a little bit of our interview with Jeff Lee, the owner of $10 Boutique and Ensemble.
The only thing that still strikes me as weird is that when I go down there that early, I'm fighting the loading zones with the beer deliveries, the food deliveries, the Cisco's, and then there's the people who are sleeping in their cars that are in the loading zone.
It's right.
You see all of that kind of stuff, people in the back of pickups. But in 11 years, I've never seen a camper parked overnight on Second Avenue. I mean, that is such a traveled area. And I just can't imagine. Like, I've seen about everything in the 11 years on Second Avenue, and I've never seen that.
To listen to more of that, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. You also get a Nashville Daily limited edition mug. When we say limited edition, we mean like we may have one or two left of these mugs. So make sure you are headed to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Take advantage of that special offer for a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug, along with your Patreon subscription. And you could be listening to that episode with Jeff Lee today. Now, also, if you're looking for things to do in Nashville over the weekend, maybe a 12 South mural tour would be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, so yesterday we started the day one of murals in 12 South, and this is day two of murals in 12 South.
That's how many murals there are, day one and day two of our conversations about murals in the area.
But I'm going to be honest with you, Aaron. I think day two is my favorite mural day in 12 South. And
really?
That's because of this first mural. I think I'm saying this right. Revive Nashville Fox.
Yeah, this is called Revive, and it's almost like Revive featuring the Nashville Fox, which is apparently a thing.
I guess that's a thing. But this is the best, I think, my favorite mural in all of 12 South.
Okay.
And there's a few reasons for that. First, the AT&T building. It looks fine and dandy. It looks literally like the photo of an AT&T building.
Yeah.
And then you have some cranes, the new Tennessee State Bird.
It's the State Bird, yes.
You have the Cumberland River. You actually have a crane bird. You have people kayaking down the Cumberland River. And then you have this big fox. And I just think of
also, it looks like a Sasquatch in the river.
Oh my gosh, it does. That's amazing.
It may be a person, but it kind of looks like
there's a raccoon there that is our state animal. And then you have this giant fox.
Our state wild animal.
State wild animal. I got to get that right. Since we're talking about state-related things, what is our state drink, Aaron?
It's got to be whiskey.
It's not.
Is it milk. Water?
It milk.
Oh, because of purity?
State, I guess.
Yeah. Purity dairy.
But this fox is the best looking fox I've seen on 12 South. And it just makes me
there
think
are
of that.
Foxy people on 12 South.
There are some foxy people on 12 South. But this makes me think of the song, What Does the Fox Say?
And
ultimately, that's why this is my favorite mural on 12 South.
So the bike shop that we've talked about on 12 South, Halcyon Bike Shop, they've covered their building in murals with a few that are very memorable. One is of their name with a bunch of bikes, whether they're upside down, sideways, in several parts. It's called the Halcyon Drink Water Mural. You know, why not? If you're
very,
a bike
very
shop,
original.
Why not encourage people to drink water? I mean, it just seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah, so the next mural is actually located in two different locations. One is on Imogene and Willie facing Portland Brew, and this is a little picture of a brick Lego guy in a red shirt and blue pants, and he's just like, hey, hi, I'm here.
So literally, Legos growing out of buildings. I mean, but there's not just one Lego, which I think is really interesting.
No, this is my favorite Lego, and this is right next to the Nashville Looks Good on You mural. It's right behind Frothy Monkey, so this is probably a little bit closer to the dumpster than the other mural. And this is a little Lego man, and then there's a gummy bear laying to the side, and there's
like his gummy teddy bear that he's just got on the ground.
Just on the ground. It just feels like a regular Lego hanging out. And then there's this little angry cloud with a lightning bolt.
It is pretty funny. I don't exactly know what it represents, but, you know, still really cool. So if you want to check out some or take pictures with some
Legos
and some very interesting artwork,
you could just head to the Lego store.
Yeah. Which, I mean, what is really cool about a city like Nashville, There is a Lego store in Nashville.
There is at Opry Mills, and I frequent that store pretty often.
It's pretty cool. I've been there a few times. I'm not a huge Lego person, but even just going in there, it is really cool. So beyond the rain cloud and gummy bear side of things, there is a music-related mural right by what used to be Flipside. I can't even remember the restaurant that it is now, but it's a mural with I think what every person who likes music and sound likes to see, and that's a good pair of headphones.
Yeah, so it's a good pair of headphones. There's a nice little rose, a nice little greenish blue color. There's two other flowers. I have no idea what they are looking at them. But this is probably the largest pair of headphones in the city of Nashville.
it probably is.
You can stand in between these headphones and feel like you're being sucked into the headphones and into the music experience by taking a photo in front of this mural.
There you go. You could, yeah, just stick your head right in between these headphones. See if your head fits. If it does fit in between, there might be a problem if you can reach ear to ear with these headphones. They're pretty big.
Now my second favorite mural in 12 South.
This is a good. I can smell it right now.
I could smell it and taste it because I'm really hungry. But this is located on Five Daughters Bakery, and it's the I Heart Donuts mural. They also have three donut murals that you can put your head in between and pretend that you're a giant donut.
That sounds amazing. I mean, outside the Five Daughters area is just cool in general because they have places for adults to hang out and places for kids to hang out. But sometimes the adults can enjoy all of these seats that are really available for the kids.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
Before.
I think we've got you on video with some of that stuff with our donut video. Yeah. So
I picked up the toy with my back. And I was so big.
Yeah. So that's on our donut video on YouTube. If you want to, check out Stuart doing that. Now, another place that food is served, this is kind of the twice daily area of 12 South. There is a photo or a mural of Nash, which is the Nashville Predators. So we have a lot of animals going on here, not counting the, I don't know if you count the logo person as like a non-human being, but we've got a lot of animals going on here. We have the fox. We had the raccoon.
We have this saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, so we have Nash, which is the saber-toothed tiger, the mascot for the Nashville Predators.
We've been talking about mascots a lot this week.
We have a lot of animals.
We talked about Tempo, the coyote or coyote.
I know.
He's the mascot for the Major League Soccer team.
I asked my dad yesterday, I said, you know, how do you pronounce it, coyote or coyotes? He said both. I don't know. I say both.
I think it depends on the context.
It depends on the coyote.
If you're in East Tennessee, it's coyote. And then if you're in Middle Tennessee, you're like, oh my gosh, there's a coyote.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But yeah, Nash is actually a really cool photo. If you want to, this would be a good place to take a photo. If you have Preds gear or something like that and you want to show your Preds spirit, this is a good mural to take a photo with on the side of the White Bison Twice Daily building. And then we also have a really, really cool mural that is, it's on the side of Four Patriots. It's facing the parking lot, kind of next to Taquera del Sol. This is called the Troy Duff Graffiti Skyline.
So this is a great looking photo of the Nashville skyline with the Batman building, some graffiti that I can't read what it says, and a giant heart with a heartbeat inside of the heart.
I wonder if it's like any kind of, like, you know how there's in the Omni, there's some, it's kind of like a heartbeat. It's also like a sound, like a wave.
Maybe it's for the healthcare industry here in Nashville.
It's kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it, but do you know what I'm talking about? Inside of the Omni Hotel, there is a sound wave. So you see it moving up and down. It actually says a message in the sound wave. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of hidden message here.
Probably is. So this is Murals on 12 South. Text us at 615-392-1358. Which is your favorite mural? And take a photo in front of it and send it to us.
And if you can read what is on that graffiti skyline photo, let us know. And then also tell us how old we are for not being able to figure out what that says. But like Stuart said, text us and let us know what your favorite is. If you take any photos during that time, let us know as well. And hopefully we can get that up on our Instagram account. All right. Our local artist of the day is Arrow. He spells it A-R-R-O. We're playing his song, I Still Have haven't found what I'm looking for, you can find that Spotify link in the show notes. You can also listen to all of the artists who've been featured here by tuning into the Nashville Daily Artist of the Day playlist. That is on Spotify if you want to listen to all of your local Nashville favorites. A little bit about Arrow. Been in Nashville for 25 years.
I would say he's a local at that point.
Probably. You know, definitely can tell it's a local by some of the food that they pick. The favorite restaurant, number one, is Monell's.
I hope they recover from this pandemic, but Monell's is found in Germantown near the airport, and it's like this Southern-style, all-you-can-eat buffet type thing at your table. It's fantastic. One of the best experiences in Nashville. Another one is a great burger restaurant located in Midtown. This is Rotiers, and they do something really interesting with their burgers. They actually use French bread as their buns, and it is delicious. I love that. And then another one is in East Nashville location, and this is Bolton's. If you're looking for some great hot chicken, Bolton's in East Nashville.
Here is Arrow with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
To be
And that was Arrow with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Tomorrow we have the Nashville Story with Jeff Lee, who is the owner of the $10 boutique store in downtown in Ensemble.
So if you want to learn about more local business perspective on the Nashville bombing, we've got that for you tomorrow on the Nashville Story. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.